This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, June 27. In Squiz Kids Today, baby woolly mammoth uncovered. New South Wales win the state of origin, new gun laws in the US, and the world's ugliest dog. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
It's the last week of school for many of you. Some of you are already off on holidays, so let's ease into the week with a rootin' tootin' sports update. And the only game in town last night was the State of Origin, where the New South Wales Blues levelled the series with a 44-12 win over the Queensland Maroons. Before a 60,000-strong crowd in Perth, Nathan Cleary's Blues proved too strong, running the Queenslanders all over the paddock in the second half, setting up the series-deciding showdown in Brisbane on July 13. It was anyone's game in the first half, with points being scored tit for tat. But forced to play with one man in the sin bin, the Maroons wore themselves out, eventually allowing New South Wales to run away with the match. The victory was a vindication for Blues coach Brad Fittler, who was criticised for making lots of changes to his side after they'd lost to Queensland in Game 1. With Game 3 at Suncorp Stadium already a sellout, one thing's for certain. Football, and those who broadcast and sponsor it, was the winner on the day. It was a big day in the United States on Saturday for people who have been campaigning for years for tighter gun controls. The US President Joe Biden signed new laws that will make it tougher for Americans to buy guns. The laws come after decades of senseless gun violence in the country and follow the school shooting that took place in Uvalde, Texas last month and which shocked the world.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the Yukon, which is the wonderfully wild country of northwestern Canada, where a 30,000-year-old, perfectly preserved baby woolly mammoth has been discovered. A gold miner was digging in his bulldozer when he came across the baby woolly mammoth, which had been frozen in the permafrost untouched for 30,000 years. Permafrost, like its name suggests, is a permanently frozen layer below Earth's surface, made up of soil, gravel, and sand bound together by ice, found in cold countries like Canada and Russia. Local authorities said it was the most complete mummified mammoth found in North America and only the second such find in the world. The baby, which is thought to be female, has been named Nung Choga, meaning big baby animal in the Han language spoken by Native Americans in the area. And yes, of course, I've stuck a link to photos of it in today's episode notes.
Sport time!
Remember the name Dyson Daniels, because there's a fairly good chance you're going to be hearing it a whole lot more since the kid from Bendigo in Victoria was selected from a huge number of basketball future stars as the number 8 pick in the NBA draft on Friday. What's the NBA draft? It's an annual event in which each club in the NBA gets to choose from a list of the most exciting young players coming into the competition. The New Orleans Pelicans snapped up Dyson, who started his basketball career with the Bendigo Braves, and he'll now join the likes of Patty Mills, Josh Giddey, and Matisse Thybulle as Aussies who've made it in the toughest basketball league in the world. Go Dylan! And for netball lovers, get yourselves ready for a Melbourne Vixens West Coast Fever Grand Final next weekend after the Vixens stage a remarkable come-from-behind last-quarter revival to beat the Giants on the weekend. Game on!
Animal Kingdom.
Every dog owner thinks that their pooch is the best, right? Wrong. At least 8 people think that their dog is the world's ugliest. And over the weekend, they entered a competition that's been held in California for the past 50 years. And the ugliest dog in the world is Mr. Happy Face. I've put a link to photos in your episode notes, but let's see if I can describe him. He's a 17-year-old Chihuahua mix who is almost hairless except for a spiky white mohawk that sprouts up between his bat-like ears. His head is permanently stuck on an angle, he can't keep his tongue in his mouth, and he has to wear a nappy. And yet his owner, Janeda, loves him to pieces, and he's lived much longer than was expected thanks to her love. Janeda adopted Mr. Happyface after he had been rescued from an owner who was neglectful, meaning they didn't look after him properly. The World's Ugliest Dog Contest promotes adopting rescue dogs instead of buying them from a breeder. And yes, of course, there's a link to a video of Mr. Happyface in today's episode notes. It'll put a smile on your face. It's school holiday time! Now, some of you are already off on holidays, some of you finish up the school term at the end of this week, but all of you are invited to take advantage of a super cool school holiday offer from Squiz Kids to help while away those long school holiday days or keep you entertained on whatever road trip you might be planning. The Squiz Kids Apple subscriber free trial has been extended for the entirety of the school holidays, meaning you can jump into our Kids vs. Adult bumper quizzes, plus all of the Squiz Kids shortcuts and Squiz the World episodes we've ever produced. Search Squiz Kids in the Apple podcasting app and click on Give Me More. You'll be glad you did. Friends, if you're having trouble accessing us via our website, please just bear with us as we undertake a little bit of yearly maintenance. We apologise for any inconvenience and thank you for your patience as we wrestle with a few tech gremlins. Pesky gremlins. We hope to be back to normal service soon.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country is the Yukon, where a frozen baby woolly mammoth has been found? Yeah, that's right, it's in Canada. Question number two. Which town in Victoria does our newest NBA sensation Dylan Daniels come from? Yeah, that's right, he's from Bendigo. Question number three. What's the name of the ugliest dog in the world? Yeah, he's called Mr. Happy Face.
Shoutouts.
It's June 27. Today, over in London, the Wimbledon tennis tournament begins. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Henry from Tamworth, Leah from Northcote, Matteo from Padstow, Thomas from Blackmans Bay, and Raphael from Auchenflower. And a belated birthday shout-out goes to Leo from Cameray. Today's classroom shout-outs go to Grade 3 and Ms. Maria Galuzzo at Epping West Public School. Grade 4 and Mrs. Flynn at Narandra Primary School. Class 6B at Mark Oliphant College in Manopara. And happy birthday to their teacher Ms. Dunn. And to Stage 3 at Sturt Public School in Wagga Wagga. And a happy birthday there to Mr. West. Finally, a special shout out goes to Wanda Bierskbach, another home educator who has recently signed up to a Squiz Kids for Schools membership. Welcome, Wanda. It's great to have you on board. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.